Yeah. Yeah, man. Wham Wednesday. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Esmeralda, you don't know this song?
You know, I think I only know it because you've played it here.
I can't believe it. It was a smash hit. Everything She Wants. And the video was all black and white and sexy. You know, it's funny. When that album came out, it was like 1985 when that album came out. I was dating a girl who had a massive crush on George Michael. And I was like, he'd be more interested in me. Don't mean to break your heart about that. But, you know. love George Michael. He rules. All right. Wham Wednesday. So, no doubt, are they still together?
Yeah.
Are they? Why?
They just played, what, a year ago? I think last summer they played,
Lollapalooza?
No, the other one.
Riot Fest?
The good
Coachella.
One. Yeah, the good one. Riot Fest.
Riot Fest. Okay.
It's either this year or the year before that.
I don't know.
They played. I know they played because I wanted to go.
Didn't she leave, No Doubt? I mean, because she was doing that stupid song with the drums, with the marching band, that idiotic song.
Just because she goes out on her own sometimes doesn't mean that No Doubt has broken up.
Oh, okay. All right.
They just take a quick hiatus. She goes and does her thing.
Yeah.
Comes back.
Okay. Good for her. What's Ace of Base doing? Are they opening for ABBA at all?
They should, because I think they have like the same, like boy girl.
Oh, they do. No, it's, I remember when Ace of Base came out, I was like, is this just like somebody trying to cash in on ABBA? Like, we need another ABBA. All right. So the Academy Awards. Now, Esmeralda, are you going to watch the Academy Awards?
Yes. I actually took the day off because I'm doing, well, I have a party to go to.
You took the Monday morning off?
Yes.
So did I.
Yeah. I didn't know it was the Oscars. So there's double.
So we're taking leap day off.
Oh, is it? Is that what
it's leap day, yeah, because the Oscars are on Sunday the 28th. And then we have a leap day this year, so it's the 28th.
Well, I'm excited because I can watch it uninterrupted.
Yes. Yes. Normally, like at that time on a Sunday, I'm usually like, you know, I mean, it's going to be 12 hours long.
Yes, of course.
And I'm usually asleep at that time on Sundays. So I'm going to just stay awake and watch the whole thing. I like to be, you know, I like to be able to concentrate when I'm watching the Oscars so I can get more angry when things win that shouldn't. But here's some, like, this is going to be there's going to be something a little bit different. I don't know if you've heard about this, Esmeralda, but they're going to have a thank you crawl. An on-screen thank you crawl.
For each person?
Here's what the story says. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has a new idea to try and cut down on one tradition loathed by Oscar producers and viewers alike, acceptance speeches filled with thank yous to agents, studios, executives, and other people the audience has never heard of. At an annual lunch for Oscar nominees held Monday, this year's producers, David Hill and Reggie Hudlin is producing. How did I not know that Reggie Hudlin was producing the Oscars this year? They introduced the thank you crawl. Oh, my God. Where's the irony on this, that Reggie Hudlin is producing the Oscars and Chris Rock is hosting it and no one black is nominated? I did not know that Reggie Hudlin was producing. Reggie Hudlin, by the way, directed one of my favorite Eddie Murphy movies that no one likes. I'm the only person that loves Boomerang. I love Boomerang. It's one of my very favorite Eddie Murphy movies. Reggie Hudlin directed that movie. Did you see Boomerang?
I did like it. I like the soundtrack more, which Esmeralda will hate.
Well, because it's got PM Dawn.
All over it.
Ugh.
PM Dawn rules. and yet you like Ace of Base. I don't understand this. PM Dawn rules.
Ace of Base is amazing. Leave them alone.
It's amazing that they had a record contract. Hey, Esmeralda, did you see Boomerang?
I have not. I think I've seen bits and pieces.
Eddie Murphy plays like this executive, like an ad executive, who's a real dog. Like he just goes through women like crazy, and then he meets Robin Givens and falls for her, and then she turns out to be sort of the female version of him.
I've seen the one scene with him and, I want to say it's Iman, but it's not Iman.
No, it's Grace Jones.
There you go.
Yeah. She plays Strong J.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Strong J. That movie's great. It is really great, and it's very funny. Chris Rock is in that. David Alan Greer and Martin Lawrence play as two best friends in that movie. They are hysterical in that movie. John Witherspoon, one of the funniest men on the planet. He's known, and do you know who John Witherspoon is, Esmeralda?
It's not the grandpa, is it, from Friday? Or the father?
Yes, that's him. That's John Witherspoon. He rules.
And the grandpa from Boondocks.
Yeah, he rules. And he's hysterically funny. In Boomerang, he plays David Alan Greer's dad, and he comes to a dinner. You see, you got to coordinate. I got the mushroom vest. I got the mushroom tie. When you dress, you got to coordinate. John Witherspoon, man. So anyway, Reggie Hudlin is. I didn't know that the whitest Academy Awards ever is produced by Reggie Hudlin and it's hosted by Chris Rock. That's ridiculous. Okay, the idea is that while Leonardo DiCaprio or Brie Larson talks about heartfelt issues that they care about or express gratitude to one important mentor, a ticker on the bottom of the screen would list all the people who worked on a film or helped their careers that they want to mention. Hill and Hudlin, like prior Oscar producers, are desperate to get their winners to help them create a show filled with compelling and emotional moments rather than endless recitations of names. But in a team-based business where relationships are everything, it won't be easy. In 2007, the Academy Awards introduced the Thank You Cam, a backstage camera where winners would thank more people in the video posted online, and it didn't catch on. Giggles could be heard in the ballroom at the Beverly Hilton on Monday at the introduction of the Thank You Crawl. Now, if you forget someone's name, you're really in trouble, commented one nominee. Hill and Hudlin tried to make their case by pointing out how often winners forget someone very important and try to thank them in 45 seconds and how painful it is to get played off by music just when you're starting to say something important. To make the latter point, they show the video from last year's show of Dana Perry, a winner for the documentary short, who was played off when she started talking about her son's suicide. Ooh. I actually think it's a good idea. I mean, I don't know. Why would people giggle at that? Like, you know, like the nominees, I assume the nominees are going to give a list, are going to give a list to the people, to the producers, and go, these are the people that I want to thank who worked on the film. Well, I don't think there's anything wrong. I actually think that's a pretty good idea.
Are they going to remember, though, that there's a ticker at the bottom and to not list all those people?
Well, we'll see. I mean, but... You know, if they go through the trouble of actually putting a list together, I think they'll remember.
Well, and the question is like, are they putting the list together or are the agents putting the list together?
Yeah.
And then, you know, where's the line? Who are the people, you know?
Well, the agents are going to have themselves thanked first.
Well, no, but like, you know, like, do you mention the director but not your co-star?
Yeah.
And like, is that a slight if Tom Hardy appears on the scroll instead of getting mentioned by Leo?
Yeah. That's an interesting point. But the other thing is like, people might want to avoid what happened with 12 Years a Slave. Because Steve McQueen and John, what's his name, Lindsay, the writer.
Is it Ridley?
Yeah, John Ridley hated each other and didn't mention each other in their, you know, in their speeches. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm going to get to the weather traffic here. But what do you guys think? 312-981-7200, the thank you crawl on the bottom of the screen. I think if they allow the winners to pick the people that they want to thank to have on the crawl, I think it's a good idea. I don't know. 312-981-7200. We'll talk about that. And the Academy Awards are coming up in a couple of weeks, and we're going to talk about the biggest upsets in Oscar history. So what do you think of the thank you crawl? Text or call 312-981-7200. And, of course, the biggest upsets in Oscar history. Bad boys, Yeah. Wham Wednesday. This, by the way, was when they were called Wham UK. I remember the first album that I bought by them, they were Wham UK. As opposed to the U.S. version of Wham. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio till 5. The opening bell with Steve Grzanich at 5. And the great Steve Cochran, whose show I broke yesterday, is coming up at 6. All right, we're talking about the Academy Awards. And Esmeralda, what do you think about this idea where they're going to do the thank you crawl along the bottom of the screen when someone is up there so they don't have to list off a bunch of people that worked on the movie?
I'm going to think people or actors are going to forget or refuse to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there won't be a crawl.
Yeah.
Like they'll win or whatever, and they'll be like, oh, I didn't do it. So then they just hijack the show and name off all their people.
See, I guess I'm in the minority on this, but I don't think there should be a time limit on acceptance speeches. I really don't. I mean, one of the things.
Be there all day.
I don't care. One of the things I love about award shows are the moments that are, because they're live, and I want to see something happen. I want to see somebody give a speech, and that, you know, I don't think there should be, I really don't think there should, unless there's somebody's up there for 5 minutes, and then you go, all right, look, that's enough. But I, you know, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity for almost all of these people. This is something that they're working in a business and an art form, and they're being rewarded for something that they work for their whole lives. Let him have the moment. Let him do it.
That's true.
If you don't want to listen, don't listen. Go to the other room, get a snack or something.
What they should do is kind of monitor the thank you. So like you said that last year, whoever it was, the director for the
short.
Yes.
Yeah.
That she was starting to talk about something very serious.
Yes.
And they just cut her off.
Yeah.
But you know, if they're like, okay, wait. No, we can't because it's serious. And then they'll wait, give her a little bit, and then start to play her.
Well, I guess there shouldn't be no time limit, but I do think that there should be a longer time limit than like 30 seconds or 45 seconds. I don't know. I mean, one of the reasons I watch live award shows is because I want to see what's going to happen when somebody gets up there. And I don't know. People work really, really hard. Whether or not you give a crap about the Academy Awards or the Emmys or anything like that, if you think the awards are all silly. But some people don't, and a lot of people who work in the business, this is their job, this is their livelihood, this is something that they strive to succeed at. And to have this moment, this once-in-a-lifetime moment, screwed up because somebody, you know, the band start, I don't know. I've always been, like, pro-acceptance speech.
What if they didn't even give them the time?
Just nothing?
They say the winner and then just camera to person at chair. Okay, done.
Well, I remember one year, I can't remember what year it was. Dan, do you remember this where they actually had, they gave awards in the audience?
Right.
Because they wanted to cut down.
Yeah, was that the walk-up time is part of the problem.
Right.
So they just had a mic. So for the lesser category, so like best costume design, just walked up to a mic in the middle of the podium.
Yeah, there. In the middle of the house, they would put the mics in that. I don't like that either. It doesn't matter to me. I mean, if you're best documentary short subject, you should have your moment on that stage.
I'm with you. I wouldn't mind them losing the dance numbers.
Get rid of all that crap.
Or the like the 15-minute homage to a genre.
Like,
oh, horror movies are great. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's, you know.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't mind a 15-minute horror movie montage.
Well, remember, they did one a couple of years ago. And who introduced it? The stars of Twilight.
I know. It's ridiculous. It's so stupid.
Because their sparkly skin is so scary.
Oh, because those Twilight movies are terrifying. That's a great representation of horror right there.
They are terrifying for the wrong reason.
Exactly. I don't know. I think there are other ways that you can cut the time on award shows than people's acceptance speeches, because truly, that's one of the reasons why I watch it. I like to see what people are going to say and what they're going to do during their acceptance speech. It's one of my favorite. In fact, I think it's my favorite part, other than when people I like win. Hey, do you know, Dan, are you aware that the odds are going, if they're good, do the odds go up or they go down?
They go down.
If they become a favorite, your odds go down.
Yeah.
All right, right, okay. I don't bet a lot, but I know a long shot is okay. But do you know the odds are going down for George Miller for Best Director?
Oh, that's cool.
Did you know that? If he wins Best Director, I'm going to lose my mind, Because I don't expect, you know, Mad Max Fury Road, which I have now seen 30 times. Mad Max Fury Road, clearly, if you're a regular listener, you know I kind of like that movie. It's got 10 Oscar nominations. I don't expect it to win, I don't know, a few technical ones. But George Miller is up for Best Director. And there seems to be this buzz right now that Miller has a good chance of winning it. And if he wins Best Director for that movie, I'm going to jump out of my window. I will buy a guitar that shoots flames out of its neck. I will buy a guitar that shoots flames out of its neck and has a bedpan on the end of it.
Will you be wearing a onesie for the Oscars, a red onesie?
He already does.
All right. Was that... Okay. Dan... Okay. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. It's Wham Wednesday. Dan, did you do that on purpose?
No.
You didn't. Just your computer went, I'm done playing Wham?
Apparently so.
Your computer just said, that's it. No more Wham. Dan, you all right, Dan?
I just love it. I'm glad my computer is taking on my personality. It went Coach Q. It just is like, I'm done.
That's it. I'm done. I'm done. Open the pod bay doors, Hal. Hal, play Wham, Hal. I'm sorry, Dave. I can't play Wham. Oh, man. All right, we're talking about the Academy Awards. The thank you crawl is a possibility that might happen, which I actually think is a pretty good idea. But I've got here a list of the big upsets in Academy Award history. And let's go to Best Picture. 1941 Best Picture was How Green Was My Valley? That was the same year that Citizen Kane came out. And How Green Was My Valley won Best Picture. Citizen Kane did not. And now, 75 years later, How Green Was My Valley is considered, eh. And, you know, Citizen Kane is considered, you know, one of the greatest films ever made. So, An American in Paris won Best Picture in 1951. Streetcar Named Desire won three of the year's four acting awards, and A Place in the Sun nabbed six Oscars of its own. Yet, in the showdown for Best Picture, the Gene Kelly-headlined musical won. American in Paris is a great movie, though. But Streetcar, Place in the Sun, boy, what a good year. Holy cow. Let's see. On the we have a couple of texts coming in about the thank you crawl. 847 area code says 3 minutes is good. You should be able to get your thank yous out in that amount of time. 3 minutes is a long time. You know, 3 minutes is it's a pretty long time, right? Don't you think?
That's a long time, but you know they like to hear themselves talk.
309 area code says, how about the people who just say thanks to everyone who made this possible? Good night. Yeah. You remember Joe Pesci's acceptance speech for Goodfellas? He won Best Supporting Actor for Goodfellas. Dan, I think you can probably find it. Pesci's speech, if I remember correctly, was I am honored. And that was it.
Good for him.
We love that stuff, you know? So, if I remember correctly. How about this? Upsets, 563 area code says, how about that boring Dances with Wolves and Kevin Costner beating Goodfellas? Unreal. I totally agree with that. It is absurd that Dances with Wolves won over Goodfellas. Completely absurd. And Kevin Costner won over Martin Scorsese. Here's what's funny. A little bit of funniness here, Dan. Costner wins Best Director over Martin Scorsese when Goodfellas did not win. In 1980, Ordinary People won Best Picture over Raging Bull. And Robert Redford won Best Director over Martin Scorsese. So two first-time actor slash first-time director, you know, actors who are directing for the first time, beat Martin Scorsese for Goodfellas and Raging Bull. There's the word wrong, it doesn't even, isn't strong enough a word. Dances with Wolves. Please. Dan, were you able to find the Joe Pesci?
I'm working on it.
Okay. Let's see. Bob Fosse won Best Director for Cabaret. But Francis Ford Coppola did not win Best Director. Godfather won Best Picture, but he didn't win Best Director. Bob Fosse did. Rocky won Best Picture in 76 when yet another Martin Scorsese movie was nominated for Taxi Driver. All the President's Men, Network, was nominated. And Rocky won Best Picture that year.
When has Martin Scorsese won?
Departed.
Really?
Yeah, for The Departed. It was the first time he ever won an Academy Award.
Wow.
Yeah.
Seems a bit...
It's ridiculous.
Weird.
No, it's ridiculous. Hey, what's the name of the band, the rappers, Mafia?
3-6 Mafia.
3-6 Mafia. Okay, Jon Stewart was hosting the year that 3-6 Mafia mm-hmm. won for It's Hard to Be a Pimp or It's Not Easy to Be Pimpin'.
Something like that.
From this
Hard Out There Being a Pimp.
Hard there Out There on a to Be a Pimp. From what the hell's the name of that movie? Sweet and... What's
Hustle
it called?
And Flow.
Hustle and Flow. Sweet and Lowdown. That's the Woody Allen movie about jazz. Yeah, okay. So... Jon Stewart was the host, and after 3-6 Mafia won their Academy Award for Best Song, you know, there's a bunch of crazy, and it was hilarious when they won. It's just a bunch of crazy rap dudes, full on in rap outfit, bling, grills, the whole nine. Mm-hmm. They walk off stage, yeah, and you know that those guys partied for the next 6 weeks. Like, they just brought the Oscars with them, you know, to clubs and strip clubs and stuff, and just went. So Jon Stewart walks out on stage, and he goes, 3-6 Mafia 1, Martin Scorsese 0.
He's like the Susan Lucci of the Oscars.
Yeah, you know, and The Departed is a terrific movie.
Sure, but I wouldn't say that's the first one for him to win.
No, and it's also not the best movie for him to have won. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like it was like at this point they're like, look, give it to Scorsese. Even if this isn't the best movie he's ever made, give it to him. Richard Dreyfuss wins Best Actor for The Goodbye Girl, which was an upset, they said, because everybody thought that Richard Burton would win for Equus. And it was it would have been his seventh and final Academy Award nomination. This is ridiculous. This is another ridiculous one. We're talking about Oscar upsets. Chariots of Fire wins Best Picture in 1981. I remember I almost threw the TV across the room. Chariots of Fire, okay, wins Best Picture. Reds came out that year, Warren Beatty's movie Reds, which is a masterpiece. It is one of my favorite movies of all time. Beatty wins Best Director, gets screenplay, and it's like, okay, no. There's no way that Reds is not going to win Best Picture. Chariots of Fire wins. And I remember sitting in front of the TV. I was like, what? All my friends were upset because Raiders didn't win. Because Raiders was nominated. All my friends were like, you Raiders didn't win. I'm like, there's no Raiders. We're talking about Reds. Reds is like one of the greatest American films ever made. Warren Beatty is working on a movie right now, by the way. He's directing it. And I can't remember. It's about a real it's a real story. It's like based on a true story of a real person. He's in it. God, Warren Beatty hasn't made a movie in a long time. Oh, we got Pesci. Okay, here's Pesci's entire acceptance speech when he won for Goodfellas.
Well, it's my privilege. Thank you.
That's it.
Good for him. People, you know what? I feel like people know that they're thanked. Like,
yeah.
What do you got? What do I? Why do I got to say your name up on a stage?
I agree. Here's the thing: if you're gonna do it right, like George Michael says. if you're gonna do a little short speech like that, I thought that was great. I remember watching it, going, "That was awesome." But if you're gonna get into it and give it like a speech, I want to watch it. You know, I'm for the long speech and the short speech.
Which, if you think about it, they should even themselves out.
Yeah.
In terms of time, but no.
Marissa Tomei winning Best Supporting Actress for My Cousin Vinny is considered a huge upset. And everybody was saying that Jack Palance was drunk and that he read the wrong. Remember that, Dan? Now, go back and watch Marissa Tomei in My Cousin Vinny. That's an Oscar-worthy performance. She's great in that movie. And God forbid a comedy, God forbid a comedic performance wins. God forbid. All right. Oscar upsets. I would love to see Mad Max win Best Picture this year. It would be the greatest upset in Oscar.
Sweeps the Oscars.
All 10. It wins all 10 Academy Awards.
Somehow they get written in.
Yeah. and they give Tom Hardy Best Supporting Actor and then go, no, sorry, this is for Mad Max, not for The Revenant.
They go, surprise.
Surprise. It's for Mad Max. All right.
They just show the movie.
Well, please.
They go, you won everything. Now we're going to watch
it. Now we're going to show the whole movie and you can't leave. And all the musical performances are going to be done by the Doof Warrior.